Blog Talk Radio. My bad. All right, sorry. Yeah, I was muted that whole time. Fucking A. All right, let's take it from the top. All right. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct, your Sunday night NLA edition. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me. Once again, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. And hence, I'm going to be referred to tonight as Vince in L.A. Very happy to be here. Things are a buzz. The Golden Globes are wrapping up. Bobby De Niro pulled a Lifetime Achievement Award. Congrats to him. And it is, I got to tell you, folks, it is a gorgeous night here in Los Angeles, California. It is amazing. Welcome everybody in the chat room. American Fatass, Angel, Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Moxie, Rangers 75. Oh boy. Hey, you guys, I unmuted myself, so hopefully you can hear me now. Good to be here in LA, and I'm going to bring on my LA woman, if you will, the one and only Moxie.
What it do, man?
Hey. So, I had myself on mute there for a while.
Yeah, just for about 45 seconds to a minute.
Oh, that's it? It felt like 3 minutes.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah,
but it was the best dead air on BTR.
All right, cool. That's what I serve up, the best dead air money can buy or can't buy. And it comes in handy, though, when I get trolled by people like Nature Boy. I can just pretend like I forgot to unmute myself and then unmute him and just listen to him banter with his butt pirate friend. I don't even know what the other guy's name is. But you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think he has any friends. Well, he does, but they live inside his mouth.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Good times on the Humor Institute earlier. That was a pretty bizarre show.
Yeah, that was not the typical Humor Institute. We had a wild range of guests. Bill Wagner, One Angry Jew, Flyover Territory, Ken Moore, you, some dude from Pittsburgh. I don't know. It was crazy with that house, but that's okay. I rolled with it. And more of the best dead air on BTR here on Disorderly Conduct.
My bad. all right, Ken Moore, you're on, bro.
What's up? Hey, I saw Al Pacino won an award, and Katie Segal, she won her award for her role on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I missed that. I did see the kid from Big Bang Theory, I think it's called. I never even heard of that show, and he won best comic actor. I mean, what's that show about?
There was a chick on Glee that won, too. I think it was a chick. It sounded like a chick, but it was wearing a tie that won.
I don't understand these child actors that get all these awards. I just can't keep up with it. I do want to know what this Big Bang Theory show is all about, though. I mean, is it funny?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm a fan of Sons of Anarchy. Kurt Studer is Katie Segal, which most people know her from as being Peg Bundy on Married with Children, is the writer, producer, director of the show.
Hmm. All right. Well, what talk of entertainment wouldn't be complete without including a Jew? What'd it do, Jew?
Have you ever heard of anything called shrinker tightening? Is there such a thing?
Yes, and I do it every time you come. I put you live on my show.
No. That happens when you fly sometimes. But I'm talking about, you know how women, when they get, you know, after they have a couple of kids, they get a little bit loose, they tighten it up down there. I was just curious, can you tighten up your shrinker you know, in case you maybe have worn it out by putting up big bottles or something like that up there too many times.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. Well, I was just curious.
Hey, you talking like when a doctor throws in an extra stitch or two after he does a...
What do you mean after he removes that huge thing that you stuck in there? Yeah, it could be. That might be it. Anyway, I found a real, live, honest-to-goodness Nazi on Blog Talk.
I'm somehow not surprised.
I was just kind of poking around, and I found this guy. The show was called The Fourth Reich. And
oh,
I thought, well, all right, maybe he's...
Please. That sounds like a provocateur. That doesn't smell right.
I don't know, because he had 911 stuff up there and some other stuff, and he liked
that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't go near it.
You sure?
Because yeah.
I thought that he'd be perfect for Corey to do as a co-host.
And speaking of Corey, he is a sponsor of the show. Let's not forget that Corey's House of Butt Plugs is the place for all your butt plug needs. Tonight only, buy one butt plug, get a butt plug half off. As Corey says, he's never met a butt plug he didn't like. That's Corey's House of Butt Plugs, located at 502 Cleveland Street, Fallon, Nevada, 89406.
Great, thanks, Ken. So, Mox, what a fantastic day today, huh?
Yeah, I know, and I have to.
Did you go outside? Wait, first and second, please, tell me the truth. Did you go outside today?
No.
Oh, my God. It was the best day of the year so far. It was summer outside. Literally, folks, people on the Insider Extreme Cam can see me. I'm just in shorts and flip-flops and a short-sleeve shirt. It's perfect out right now.
Okay.
I wish I could do the show outside. It's perfect. It's too stuffy inside. It's oh, my God. It's amazing, kids.
Okay, I had my windows open, but I'm packing.
Where are you going?
Dallas.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to Dallas.
No, I am, and I have to leave tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'm packing stuff.
That's good, I guess. You got to work, right?
Got to work.
Yep.
Doesn't happen here in California. So, oh, I guess I can't say that anymore since we don't have Arnold.
But anywho, so you're watching the Golden Globes? Oh, my God, speaking of Golden Globes, who's that standing next to Jimmy Fallon right now? Quick, everybody, turn to the Golden Globes and look at those things. Oh, my God, look, do you see those things? My God. Hey, Larry, I know Larry's watching. He's not doing a show tonight because he's watching this. He's taping it and watching it and jerking off to it at the same time. I don't know who that is, Larry, but who is that? Larry, are you looking at what I'm looking at?
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Wow. Wow.
You know, I just said something. I asked Ranger a very serious question in the chat, which he has ignored, and now somebody is signed in using my special nickname for Ranger.
Oh, brother. Why can we just all get along, people? Come on. Let's just get along.
We need a drum circle in Kumbaya.
Hey, I'm going to call up Sheila E. and see if she can come out and help us.
That'd be awesome.
We really need to get her on her.
Because if anybody can do anything, it would be Sheila E.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. I don't know who else to call.
Yeah, I mean, she's sort of the go-to gal.
Exactly. All right, so Angel, my lovely darling Angel, ButtRanger75, Donnie C., the myriad of guests, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, Ranger75, and Slim Jim, early chatters. Appreciate you guys coming out early on here. If you want to join us on the air, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour and a half, I guess now, hour and 40 minutes. I'm still kind of enjoying the Golden Globes, which are still going on. hoping to get some of it, because as you folks know, on the Golden Globes, the night of the Golden Globes, there's always the after parties everywhere, and we're gonna check out some of the after parties and see what's crack-a-lackin' here in Hollywood, Tinseltown, and we're gonna see if we can't get some quick interviews with some of the folks like Johnny Depp, Kevin Spacey, Al Pacino. We'll even see if we can try to get the man of the evening, Mr. Robert De Niro, on the program. We'll try to line that up for the second hour. Again, we're doing it by the we're doing this on the fly here, kids. So bear with me. I'm going to try to secure some of these guests at these after parties. And Moxie is also here. She's helping me cover the Golden Globe after parties. That'll be in the second hour. Stick around for that. But until then, we're going to take a little break. And if you don't like it, we'll end.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches.
347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Okay, I should be unmuted. Moxie, you are unmuted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It looks like what Holly Berry's wearing right now looks like. It looks like either underwear or like a some sort of did. Should be something worn in a bedroom, I think. I mean, it looks straight up like underwear.
Well, maybe she was just too tired to get dressed.
All right, so we got Larry. Larry's out on the town right now. He's hopping around at the parties tonight. He's giving us some reports from the different parties. He's right now. He's warming up over at the Elton John party. Let's check in with him right now. I think we got him on. Let's see if we have this connected. Well, okay, Larry. What's the scene like over there at the Elton John party post Golden Globes? I mean, the Globes haven't ended yet, but has the party kicked off yet?
not a whole lot going on.
All right, cool, got it. Well, then we'll check in with you later, Larry. Thanks. Congratulations to Paul Giamatti just accepting an award for Best Actor, getting it from. Holly Berry, who looks fantastic this evening. Amazing. Stunning.
I hope you're watching the chat, because it's pretty entertaining.
Oh, God. Sometimes I like to just concentrate on the show and not the show within the show.
Yeah.
Or the sideshow is more like it, I guess. All right, let's bring the Jew back on. Jew, what'd it do?
The eighth I am, Corey, the eighth I am. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking of Corey. I had a tear in my eye. It was lovely.
Okay.
Somebody's picking on him, and I feel bad for him.
You feel bad for who?
Corey.
Why?
Well, you know, he's got to stretch that asshole, and he's got no way of getting it back, and... Stuff leaks out, and when he walks around, it's all squishy, and I don't know, he probably wears white pants, and you know, it's just sad.
He keeps Walmart in business. He can go and get those 10 packs of the underwear.
Oh, wow, the ones you can eat?
I don't know.
Well, they'll need that later on anyway.
Oh, too much information, Jew.
So why did you think that the guy is a plant, the Fourth Reich guy? He was playing really good Nazi music in the beginning and the end of his show.
I didn't say he was a plant. Who?
Not what? You. Vince said that.
Oh, Vince? Who's
Vince
silent?
You know what it is? Vince is right now Vince is channeling Benjamin Solomon, who can do entire shows muted.
Yeah, but Vince's mute moments are definitely the best on BTR. I would rather listen to Vince muted than Benjamin.
Well, Benjamin does a good show, don't you think?
No, I can't get through one of them. It bores me to tears.
Not when we're on.
No, but I haven't really caught those live.
His best show is when he has a guest.
Yeah.
Especially when he has lots of guests. So, do you think we can get Ranger to call in?
Sure.
God, I hope not.
I'm still trying to figure out why he's here in the first place. And which of those guests do you think is Debbie Daly? And where are my threatening letters? I'm really upset about that.
I have not yet crafted that email response to the threatening letter she sent me, but you are on the list. And I know also Ken Moore feels left out, Flyover, and Larry, of course. So,
I have gotten email from Debbie Daly, and I have never seen email so small like what you have. I've gotten several paragraphs of hateful, wanton.
Yeah, but did she think she wants your blood?
I can't remember. I erased them when I was in that mode where I was not going to come back to Blog Talk Radio for a while. Then, of course, I came back.
3 days later.
Yeah, 3 days later. It's all right. A lot of work done. It's 3 days. Apparently, I'm not, man. Or I am. I don't know which. I'm in Philadelphia or Texas. I have an IP address in Chicago. And Anchorage, too. That's a cool one.
Why do you worry about the IP stuff so much?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Sure.
I do a lot of scraping. And that has nothing to do with Corey. I want you to take Corey out of your mind now.
No, I think he was getting excited there, thinking you were talking about his anus.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, I have one of those tongue things to take the stuff off your tongue.
Oh.
That also works on down there, but it's really not pleasant. Anyway, okay. I use a lot of IP addresses for different postings. So I can do stuff on Google without Google figuring out who's what and
right,
where.
I understand that. But on BTR, I mean, who cares?
Well, sometimes I do. Like, I'll give an example. If I was going to go to the Skype Assholes page, and they've got some really cool stuff up there now. I got a message from Bill a little bit ago. Maybe he'll come on and tell you about it.
Wags?
Yes, it's something's interesting happened to Bill tonight. It has something to do with what's on the Skype Assholes page, but I wouldn't go to their page with my own IP address.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, these idiots would probably do some kind of denial of service or something. They're
oh,
not exactly.
Yeah.
They're not exactly.
Oh, come on,
I've been with you guys for a long time.
Fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
And I got to tell you, I love that clip.
That's
play
a
that
good
clip.
One.
I know I could play that clip over and over and over again.
Yeah, not me. I can do it maybe
Skype
once a show.
What's thing? What's their webpage? I want to go see what's
great
over there.
I'm not even a Jew, man.
SkypeAssholes.com. Shut up,
okay.
Snake.
I'm using a proxy. Don't worry.
I have noticed that Snake does not come to Vince's show.
No. Oh, those guys are scared shitless of me.
Why is that?
I actively campaigned to get Tony the Roofer on my show for a while, and Debbie was trying to hook me up and everything, and he just never
Debbie,
showed.
I mean, Debbie is involved with Tony.
Debbie was trying to broker a deal. She's like, because I was in his, yeah. I think the Skype house, this is when he's still doing a show. I think I was in their chat and I was like, hey, I want Tony the Roofer on my show, and I typed it in the chat, and Debbie was there and she like PM'd me saying, hey, I can hook you up with Tony the Roofer. Let me see. I'll get him here. You know, give us your call-in number or whatever. And he never called.
So Debbie Daly is sort of like the Rick Moranis of Ghostbusters. When you knock on the door, it's somebody dressed like Rick Moranis, but with Debbie's voice going, are you the Beastmaster? No, I'm not the Beastmaster. So Debbie Daly knows all these people. It's very interesting that she's so tuned in.
It's a wild, wild, twisted, wicked web.
Yes. Now, I have to tell you, I'm sitting here in front of my microphone. I have one headphone off of my ear, one headphone on, so I can hear my own voice. You're right, it's much better. Because I'm probably speaking loud, too loud, maybe too soft sometimes. So I need that feedback. I don't know how I would do that with just a Mac. So you're telling me with the things that you have, what you plug into, you get that feedback. You hear your own voice.
Well, there's a function on the device where you can monitor straight off the device, so it'll include your voice, so everything that's flowing in and out of that device you'll be able to hear it.
I have that on my microphone and it's broken. It worked the first time I got the mic, and I've tried plugging it in. But the thing is, though, if I plug my headset into the mic, then what am I going to? I can't hear you. I can only hear
That's
me.
That's right, kids. It's Tech Talk right here on Disorderly Conduct. Call in. Professor Jew will answer all your tech questions. Just give us a call, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm hosting this cavalcade of tomfoolery. If you want to get in on it, once again, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. All right, kids.
It's Vince the Maybach here with you. That fucking bitch, Natalie Portman, just won again. And she keeps thanking that chick from Third Rock for the Sound. I don't know if that's the chick she made out with. But I think we have Robert De Niro on the line with us. Robert. Yeah. Hello.
Saw you coming.
All right, yeah, you're live. Robert De Niro. Hello? Hello?
I'm standing here. You make a move.
I know. I can hear you. You're unmuted, sir. I made it. You're unmuted. I made the move. You're unmuted.
I'll try it, you.
Holy shit. Mr. De Niro? Robert?
You talking
Robbie?
To me?
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, Robert?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking. Robert, hello, you're unmuted.
Then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, goddamn
it. Well, I'm the only one here.
Yes, I know.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Robert De Niro, I believe. Circa taxi driver.
Okay.
Now. Holy shit. Dude, relax, bro. It's cool. Never mind. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry.
Thank you, very nice.
That didn't work out too well. We were trying to get Robert De Niro. He was just honored with an award tonight, and that didn't work out. But stick around. We got the Jew and a whole bunch more coming around around the bend. Give us a call, 347-826-7667, or not.
Then it was just about time for the part of the close when the hinges went to flying off the motherfucking door.
Vic is working on the network. I just want you to know. I want to apologize to that nice girl I sent the hate mail to. All right? I'm off because she cracks me up. She's a funny girl.
Hey, Jew, what it do?
What it do, man?
Alrighty.
I'm a troll and a liar.
He's not even a Jew, man.
That's a pretty good snake imitation, actually. Yeah, kids, join the fun. 347-826-7667 is the number.
Sam. Oro, can Vincent the Buy hear me? Are we on the network?
Debbie?
Sam.
Is that you, Debbie?
What about Vincent the Buy?
Am I here, Debbie?
Sam.
Debbie?
Sam. I've sent some hateful things, and my heart is beautiful inside. It is beautiful.
Oh, are you serious? Wow.
Vic could have anyone he wants in this town. He picks me.
Good one, good one. Good time. Gotta love it. It's healthy to laugh, kids. Do it. Try it sometime. You'll feel better.
No.
Yeah. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Kids, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you, fighting crime here on the airwaves of BTR. I'm going straight to the phone lines, and the caller who is on the line is on the 209 area code. Go ahead, you're live. Identify yourself.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you? It's our entertainment correspondent, Callie, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys. I, like, missed you. I don't know. I missed you. I don't know why.
I didn't, like, miss you. I totally did miss you.
How was Los Banos?
Oh, it was amazing as per usual. It was quick, 5 minutes in and out. Kind of like my love life over the past 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Can I just be single forever?
Yeah. Well, it's... Dude, you guys... What are you talking about, dude? You're, like... 19. You got plenty of time.
I am 22. I will be 23 in like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I am legal by all means.
Okay, good.
I can buy alcohol if I want.
Right. So did you watch the Golden Globes?
I did. I watched all 3 hours. I think it was 3 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. You can fill me in. I only watched parts. What was the biggest surprise in your mind?
There wasn't too much of a big... Oh, there was. Okay, I lied. I was going to say that there wasn't. But for Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical, you had Glee, you had The Big Bang Theory, you had... there was something else. It was some big, like, big show. I know Glee was in it, and then there was another one. I'm like, oh, Glee will definitely win. Like, whatever.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah.
I know,
all right.
Right?
That's Larry. Larry's checking in from actually Cali. I'm broadcasting from LA right now. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm checking out.
No,
what I'm going to be doing in the second hour here. The Globes are going to end right now. We have Michael Douglas accepting another Lifetime Achievement Awards. How many goddamn Lifetime Achievement Awards are they throwing around tonight?
He's not. I think he's presenting an award.
Oh. Maybe he's just like, hey, guys, I'm still alive. He looks great. He looks awesome. He looks fantastic.
He was up for an award, and I'm surprised that he did not win.
Well, what I'm going to do, Callie, is I have Larry. He's going to be scoping out covering the after parties, because you know, after the Golden Globes, Tinseltown goes nutsoid with the parties.
I know. Yeah, but
it's
going to
be all night coverage. We're going to do all night coverage. In fact, I might do I might come back and do a wrap-up. A post-party wrap-up show later on at like 3 a.m. my time. You heard we already got Robert De Niro. We already got him. We're going to try to secure some more folks. Larry's working it. We're going to try to get Mark Zuckerberg in here. That'll be fun. I know, but we'll be able to get him on. Well, we might be able to get him on, or at least somebody from the film. Who's at the party right
really
now? Larry's actually. Well, are you kidding me? Larry is our inside man. He's a big Hollywood. He knows what's up. So he's gonna be. He's invited to all this shit anyway. So he's just like, oh, what the heck? I'll just call in. You know. So he's gonna report periodically. Right now he's camping out at the Elton John after party for obvious reasons.
Enough of the theater talk.
Yeah, you're telling me, buddy. All right. Speaking of enough theater talk, let's bring on our good friend. You know him, you love him, the Nature Boy. What a do, Nature Boy.
How are you doing tonight, Vincent May?
I'm Vincent Woo! LA. Hey.
Why does this motherfucker call every time I call?
I'm in Vincent LA right now, dude.
Oh, you're in LA. You are
covering
Hollywood.
I'm covering the Golden Globes for Blog Talk Radio. Since Larry O'Shaughnessy is unable to do a show, I'm filling in the void, and he's going to report from the parties because he's just, you know, he writes for Big Hollywood and all the other bigs, so he's probably hobnobbing over at Elton John's party right now for obvious reasons.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But I got your friend here, the Jew. Want to say hi to him?
No.
That's the one-eyed you guys for a long time.
Fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
That's what I hear, buddy.
He's not even a Jew, man.
All right. So what's on your mind, Nature Boy? What brings you here tonight?
Well, I am here after a long day of trolling Blog Talk Radio. Did you hear me on American Muslim 360?
Nope, missed it. Fill me in.
You missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I had an encounter with American Muslim 360, these so-called rapping Muslims who are pushing a positive, a quote-unquote.
Okay. This just in, breaking news, entertainment news. The Social Network has won yet another award. I don't know what the fuck for. How many goddamn awards can a movie win for? Callie, please fill me in.
That is the top award of the night. It was the dramatic film. They won Social Network, a.k.a. I call it Facebook. Facebook won, or actually was the most compelling or top-notch movie of 2010. I don't know what this world is coming to. I know I'm addicted to Facebook and Twitter, but seriously, we watch a movie about Facebook that we're on Facebook that we're going to Facebook about, and it wins a bunch of awards. Why? I don't know. I was telling one of my friends the only reason why people are watching it because Justin Timberlake's in it. You know, who? I don't know who these people are.
Well, I'm only going to watch
Justin Timberlake.
Actually, do you know who directed it, don't you?
Some bigwig. I don't know.
Yeah, David Fincher. David Fincher, who's a classic director, best known probably for Fight Club, but quite a few other amazing films. But I'm interested to see it. Trent Reznor won the award for best musical score, so that was interesting. But whatever, it's Hollywood. Actually, it's not Hollywood. It's sort of Hollywood patting itself on the back. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press, which is, I guess. Hello? Debbie. Oh, that's you. Sorry, I'm in the habit now. Whenever I hear a female talk to me. While I'm talking, I think it's Debbie Daly. My bad. Anyways, that is not Debbie Daly. That's your girl Callie, and she's on with me now. We're covering the post Golden Globe excitement. Oh my God, Gary Busey has a TV show coming on NBC. That is frightening. Well, we'll talk about that and more. Take your calls and check in with Larry from Elton John's after party at the Golden Globes here in Hollywood. As we go launch into hour number two here with your friend, your host, Vince in L.A. Tonight only, the second night of my two-night L.A. stint. I'll be back in the Bay tomorrow night. But for now, I'm still Vince in L.A., and I'll be right back.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants and some names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants and some names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like there's a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game, dog, who would
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vincent L.A. back here with you with second hour of the program, your Sunday night extravaganza here. We're covering the post-Golden Globes award show extravaganza. I've got correspondents scattered at parties all throughout Beverly Hills. We're going to check in with Larry now, who I believe we have Larry on the line. Let's see if he can hear us. Larry, what's going on over there?
Oh my God.
Larry, what are you seeing, Larry? What's going down at the party? Larry, ladies and gentlemen, Larry, if you're just joining us, is calling in, joining us from the one of the Golden Globe after parties tonight. He's at the where is he at? He's starting off at Elton John's after party, which is going off. There's a DJ right now rocking the stage. I think there's going to be some special guests, but I know we have Larry. Larry,
wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah. What else are you seeing out there, bro? Larry? Okay. Maybe not. Larry. Larry, I think I just make sure he's unmuted. I was trying to unmute other people, and I think I inadvertently muted Larry. But I want to see who, if there's any any celebs that have already hit the party. Something I thought was interesting, just one of my observations tonight watching the show. Every time, either they kept playing the same clip over and over, like looped, or I swear to God, every time they cut to Brad Pitt and what's her name? Angelina Jolie. She was like putting crap on her lips. Like, does she have to constantly like medicate her lips? They're so big and flappy. How does that work? Hopefully Larry can... Larry can rectify this for us. Larry, okay, I think we have Larry back now. Okay, Larry, you're at the after party. What's happening there?
not a whole lot going on.
All right. Well, we'll check back with you in a second. I'm going to bring back the Jew who dropped off and is now back joining us again. Jew, what it do?
Elton.
Is that your Debbie Daly impersonation?
Is Elton there? Elton?
Oh, my God. All right. Moxie, are you there?
I am.
Oh, shit.
Who's Elton John? Or?
I don't know. Ken, are you there? Do you have a traffic report for us or what?
Yeah, the drive-thru at the White Castle located at 495 and 202 is backed the way up. So if you're wanting your sliders, you might want to slide into another location. Other than that, it's perfectly clear. This traffic update is brought to you by Bill Clinton Cigar Bar. We welcome you to smoke one of our nice cigars. Our cigars are special Beaver Reserves. As always, we offer a blue dress special. Anyone wearing a blue dress gets a cigar for free. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Come visit him and the 42nd and partial 44th president. As Dr. Cowpoint says, he loves the blue dress special. Yahoo.
Van.
Debbie.
Vince, we're on the network, okay? Don't be mad. Vince?
No, it's totally cool. I love you, Debbie.
I love you too, Vincent. Bye. But don't tell Vic.
Debbie?
Vince?
Yeah?
Yeah, Debbie. Are we at the network?
I am. I don't. Vic is trying to get the network up.
Wait, what? You trying to get up?
The network. The studio. I don't know how to use any of this stuff. Van? Hello? Oro, can you hear me?
Yeah, Debbie, what's up?
Jake?
Debbie?
Is that you,
Debbie?
Jake?
You're live, Debbie. Hello?
Hi, it's Jake. Jake, we're simulcasting Vince in the Bay.
All right, folks, please save us. Call in 347-826-7667. We got another hour to go. We're still waiting for Larry to hook up with some celebs at the after party.
Oh, he will.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
I mean, he's got the in with the bigs. He writes
it's
for Big Hollywood.
Yeah, Larry O'Shaughnessy. Of course he's going to hook up with big names.
All right, it's Vince in the Bay here with you. We're, again, doing our post-game wrap-up of the Golden Globes. I was very disappointed to see that wench, what's her fucking ass-face bitch, Jane Fonda. What a classy whore that woman is. I don't know if you guys saw or read her Twitter. I hope she's deleted it by now. No, I hope she hasn't. I hope she wears it like a badge of honor. I hope she... A week later, still means it. What a fucking whore. But I digress. It's Vince in the Bay here with you. I have the Jew with me. Jew, what'd it do?
Miss Michaels, could you turn to the right, please? My right or your right? My left? Your left?
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Vince?
Yeah, who's that? That's supposed to be Debbie. Come on, dude. That's not better than Moxie. If somebody can do a better Debbie Daly than Moxie, then come on the air and
Vince?
Do it. Damn it.
That's right. Let's have a competition.
Yeah, a Debbie
Vince,
Debbie Daly competition.
Vince, first of all, I want to tell you, I'm not trying to do Debbie Daly because I'm a man. And if I was a man, I wouldn't try to do Debbie Daly. I'd do Vic.
Right, so you're
right.
Vic.
But in
you're
this
Vic.
Case, I'm a man, so I wouldn't do Debbie Daly.
Oh, my God.
I'm just worried about Corey and his house of butt plugs. And I thought maybe he'd do become the co-host with that nice fourth rack man. The one with the really good German music at the end and the beginning.
Gee, why don't you do Vic's voice, and then I'll do the Debbie.
Well, I could do Vic's voice, but I would need a what do you call them? Those Mexican guys with the...
Ranger 75 have small genitalia.
Yes, I know that for a fact, and that's one of the reasons why I like doing it with him. Because it doesn't stretch me out, you know. But if I did Vic, then I would need one of those things, those guys, those mariachi guys, come in there and play music while I did it. I see that Rangers left, and that's good. Thank you. Vince?
Valiant. Vince in the Bay.
Tall and a liar.
Now, I could probably do Jake. I could probably do Jake.
Tall and a liar.
Jake.
Jake.
Yes,
Dave.
Jake.
Yes, Dave. Tall and a liar.
You don't sound like Jake.
No,
you don't sound like Debbie.
She's a tall and a liar.
I do too sound like Debbie.
No, you don't sound like Debbie. I can tell you right now you don't sound like Debbie.
I obviously sound enough like Debbie to upset her.
Yeah. Anything upsets Debbie because she's a very upsettable woman. She's just sort of on the cusp. And you know that they just changed all the signs and all that. So now if you were Cancer, now you're, something, a dweeb. And if you were a Sagittarius, now I don't know what you are now. But
everybody's old. What about Vince and the Bay?
Well, Vince in the
what
Bay.
What about me, Debbie?
Probably,
what about Vince in the Bay? He hangs out with that Jew.
I'm right here. Talk to me, bitch.
Skype asshole.
Well, can you tell me where he was born?
What about Moxie? What's Debbie think of Moxie?
Well, did you hear earlier? There was a reading earlier. Do you want Jew? Can you refresh us?
Well, yes, I think I can. Let me find my inbox. Hold on. Well, let's see. Debbie Daly sent you a message. Debbie Daly said to Moxie, she said, "Keep it up, little girl. I'm listening. And soon it's my turn. Have a great day. Just remember, you first blood."
Why is she talking about blood?
Well, because she's a little bit of a chiropractor or something. I don't know.
Debbie.
And this is what she sent to Vince. She said, "Vince, I thought you were you. I bragged about you. You are worse than Judas."
What about Vince in the Bay?
I think she meant me.
Maybe.
I believe she meant me.
"Vince, I thought you were human. I bragged about you."
Maybe.
Yeah.
Vince.
Maybe.
Jake, can you hear Vance in the Bay?
Debbie?
Are we on the network? Oroch.
Take it off.
I am on video for Oro and his wife.
Yeah. Make it harder.
Vic, can you get the network up?
Debbie?
Well, something's definitely up.
We've been so it all across Europe, Alexa.
right. He's a troll and a liar, and he's right here. One angry Jew. What it do?
I must tell you that I'm working out my Texas accent. How am I doing?
Keep working, bro.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to keep working on it. Well, if I told you this it was an accent, where would you say this accent was from?
Mississippi? I have no idea.
Yeah, let me tell you now. I know not to order things like pizza. You always order pizza pie. Do you,
Georgia.
Y'all order pizza pie down there?
We have pizza. We call it za.
What do you call it, a pizza pie?
No, we call it za.
I don't know why.
We shorten in California. In California, we shorten everything.
Uh-huh. Well, and if I told you that I went to the sub shop and I got a sub today, what would you think that was?
New York.
Patriot Greg. Right.
Well, Patriot. Well, yeah, it could be. And if I got a hoagie?
No, that's Philly. I meant the safe word, not the actual guy.
Yeah. Man, that's not a really good safe word. I don't know. Safe from what?
It just sounds like your nostril is going. Here, the microphone is. Your microphone is going up your nostril right now. Is what it sounds like.
Really?
Jim. Yeah.
Am I unmuted?
No, yes. you're muted.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, you sound like a It's Georgia. Your accent. That's not Texas.
That's right. Pizza pie. Yeah. That'd be somebody from Marietta, maybe.
Okie dokie. All right, if you guys want to join us, it's 347-826-7667.
Vince.
What? What?
I got a spinning beach ball on my screen.
All right.
It's got really, and it just keeps going round and round. I don't know what's going on.
Jew.
Yeah?
You want my Vince or Vic?
Patriot Greg.
Well, maybe Vic could help me with the network because I got this ball spinning thing. I got a problem with spinning balls.
I'm not
Patriot
having the...
Patriot Greg. I'm spinning not, my balls right now.
I'm
Patriot
not having
Greg.
A Patriot Greg moment.
Yeah.
Patriot Greg.
Really? I don't hear it.
Well, because that you're doing it, that's why.
Oh, it's me and not the Jew?
Well, not now.
Oh, see, he makes this stuff up.
All right. Ken, stop touching the microphone with the head of your penis, please.
You know,
I'm not doing
anything.
Tomorrow, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go get some good Stoltzfus chicken.
Oh, Vic.
Does that help you out?
I have no idea what you just said, and I don't really care either.
I'm going to get myself some Stoltzfus chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Really good chicken.
Very well, then. That sounds great. Good luck with that.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, moving on. If taking your calls, 347-826-7667. 36 minutes to go. Vincent the Bay here with you, kicking it live, freestyling with Ken Moore, Moxie, and the Jew, who is trying to workshop some accents here, a southern accent. Not doing a very good job at all.
He sucks.
Well, let me tell you. If
terrible.
You want to tell me to make accent,
yeah, that's the best thing you do.
I would be smacking it from one place to the other.
Finally, something that's
yes,
somewhat
of
credible.
Yes, of course, you like the Indian accent.
Southern India.
Piece of crap.
Southern part of India.
Oh,
that
my
would be God. I think that would be Kerala. That'd be the southern part of India.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Actually, I think I know who my voice is. It's Tootsie.
Yes, it is.
A little bit.
Yeah, yes.
All right, great. That's settled.
All right, thank you.
Vince, what do you think of the idea of doing a Debbie Daly off, right, where... Everyone can call in and do their best Debbie Daly impression or impersonation, and then people in the chat room can vote for the best one.
Wait, I got better than that. How about if everybody we just do Debbie Daly the entire show? Everybody.
No, I'm not doing that. I will
can
referee. I will referee. I will ref.
You have
shut
to
the fuck up,
Daly,
dude.
Too.
I will. Okay. I will referee a Debbie Daly contest. I would love to do that. People call in and do their do like a 20-second, 30-second impersonation of a contest. Make a contest out of it. I'm so down for that. But I'm
all
not gonna
in the name of satire.
Yes, it's satire, kids, with a capital S. Look it up. Google is your friend.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. It's Vincent of Bay here with you. We're going to go over to Kenmore with traffic now. What's going on the roads right now, Ken?
Well, we just left Calcutta in our disorderly copter number one, which is uploaded onto the Facebook page, by the way. And the Indian restaurants, there's no backup whatsoever at all. And now you're going to make me read an ad, and I'm not even ready for it.
All right. Well, we can get that on the next time around. Thanks a lot, Ken. Appreciate that. I appreciate everybody calling in. If you want to join us here, there's a good 30 minutes to go here on the program. It's Vince in L.A. for 34 more minutes here. If you want to get in on the action, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're having a little party here on the Internet radio deal here that is called Blog Talk Radio. Big ups to the chat room. Angel, the lovely, lovely Angel, as always. Chad J, Donnie C, Gruesome Gossip, a myriad of guests. Iconoclast, TX, Jeff Galleon, Ken Moore, Media Beast, Moxie, and Patriot Greg, the person, not the safe word. Gruesome Gossip wants to share a link. Go ahead. Just don't spam too hard, dude. If you want to call in, we got a half hour left. You can pimp your show on the air. Plenty of time to do it. I encourage other BTR hosts to get on the horn. Get your voice heard by the late night crew here on BTR. A lot of weirdos, though, and a lot of trolls, a lot of sociopaths, so tread lightly, kids. Be careful. It's nuts out there. It really is. And with that, I want to encourage you to call in 347-826-7667. I'm getting inundated with some requests here, and I'll see what I can do. We're gonna try to check in with Larry one more time. Larry's hanging out at the after parties at the Golden Globes. He's probably getting toasted. He's probably really drunk by now. But we're going to try to check in with him later and see what it's looking like down there in Hollywood at some of the after parties here at the Golden Globes. So stick around for that, kids. And we're going to keep partying here for another half hour. Join the party. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we've got a half hour left. Moxie's here. Ken's here. The Jew is here. So, what's on your mind now, Jew?
Well, I was just sitting here trying to get rid of my blue spinning ball, and what I ended up doing was I kind of grabbed it and I twisted a little bit from one side to the next, and I kind of got rid of some of the twist and whatnot and spinning, but then I realized I was a little bit thirsty and lightheaded, and well.
You need more attention.
Well, I think you're right. But I think my idea, and I was really upset that he shot it down. I thought my idea of all Debbie Daly all the time, just like all Jew all the time, but all Debbie Daly all the time, everybody doing Debbie Daly, would be a good thing.
I really want to see this, the Debbie Daly satire contest. Don't we have any callers, Vince?
No. People are too chicken shit. I guess the network has a vice grip on everybody's testicles.
Shit. Bunch of
but Moxie, I don't think has any testicles to speak of.
I don't. They're inside my body, and they're called ovaries, but...
Yes. I'd stroke one if I could, but you'll have to give me that address.
Icon... I bet would call in and do a Debbie Daly.
Yeah, he might.
We just need a couple people, and then everyone in the chat. Oh wait, that would only be about the 5 people who are logged in, and the other 30 who aren't.
But I told you that's Debbie Daly, and her lawyers Glick, Lock, Lichting, Glockenspiel, Hoover, and Dam.
And Smith and Wesson.
And Smith and Wesson, right? She had to pick up that gun. Did you see her? She picked up that .357. She said, "I think this is a Smith and Wesson," as if she didn't know.
Like, that was amazing.
I like that.
Lots of people haven't handled a Smith and Wesson. Wow.
Lots of people haven't handled Debbie, but
are you sure about that?
I think so. Yeah, she says that she's only had one lover in her entire life, and that was. That was Victor Montoya. And let me tell you about Victor Montoya.
Please do, sir. Victor. What's your name? What's the Indian gentleman? What's your name?
I'm sorry. I am not Indian. I am Victor Montoya.
Pakistani?
Yes, of course. You think that the Pakistanis think they speak like the Indians?
Sri Lankan? Are you from Sri Lanka?
I had a very nice maid from Sri Lanka.
I bet you did.
I did.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you, very nice.
I could do without that, just except for one time per show.
But it's not your show.
Well, but according to Corey, or who was it that said, I was accused of taking over a show last night.
You did two nights ago.
Well, yeah.
But that was by request, right, Vincent?
That was by request, yeah.
That was arranged, yes. And that show no longer, that's now the episode which we will not speak of.
Well, can we hear about it?
No. We will not speak of that episode.
How about we whisper about it?
Yeah, go ahead, Debbie. Go ahead, Debbie. Go ahead.
I'll whisper about it so that not everybody can hear. But that one angry Jew was trolled by a troll so hard Oro almost pissed his pants. And
wow.
I'm telling you, over on, we were simulcasting on the network.
Damn.
I know. And Jake had a hard on.
Oh, that's disgusting, Debbie. Please don't tell me about that stuff.
What?
That's horrible. All right, I'm going to go to Nature Boy. What's going on, Nature Boy?
I am live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, because you're PD of L.A. Because you're PD of L.A., right?
No, I am not PD of L.A.
All right, fine. What do you want? All right, fine. What's on your mind tonight, Nature Boy? What do you got for me?
I want to know, is PD of L.A. in the chat room right now?
Oh, you're making me go look over here. All right, let me see. Hang on. All right. You still there?
Yeah.
All right. Ken, you got some serious background noise. I just muted you and made a world of difference. Let's do a big shout-out, a little chat room roll call, if you will, to the lovely Angel tuning in, as well as Chad J, Donnie C, a whole fuckload of guests who have no testicles, obviously, to sign in on their regular accounts. Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Media Beast, Moxie, Shellwig, guest, another guest just signed in. Shellwig, I don't know if I've... Shellwig, I think I've missed you a couple of nights in a row. Good to have you back, dude. Yeah, there is no PD of LA in the chat right now, Nature Boy, so what's your point?
There is no point. I just wanted to see if he was there.
Okay, we solved that one now, didn't we? So, Moxie, what's going on in the next Humor Institute?
Well, if you're not going to have callers with the balls to sign in with any sort of screen name, I guess the next Humor Institute, we will do some satire. That'll be Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 11 Central. If you're in a different time zone, do your own goddamn math. And I guess we'll have a competition about, you know, who can do the best Texas accent.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds... Sounds
now,
cool.
I want to make an announcement about your show. I understand tomorrow night the competition will be doing the best Larry O'Shaughnessy laugh. Is that correct?
Say that again? I missed that. I was distracted. One more time.
Larry O'Shaughnessy. Your show tomorrow night, is that not going to include the Larry O'Shaughnessy laugh-off?
Oh, we should definitely have a laugh off. Absolutely, we should.
I think you're gonna win, but
we should have a laugh off like every week. Well, if Larry doesn't call in, I have a good shot. But if Larry calls in, forget it.
Oh yeah, it's over.
Yeah, he's the king.
Okay, wait. Media Beast says he or she will try the Texas accent. Call in. And Icon says, since I'm from Texas, okay, we can do it tonight, or we can do it at the Humor Institute. It doesn't matter. Debbie already lusts for my blood. She needs it to live. She's got to drink my blood. I'm just going to send her my address. Seriously. Why not? I'm not afraid. I live in a well-armed home in Plano. So, like... And conveniently, I'll be back there. So, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. No calls yet?
Thank you, very nice.
Well, no, unless you can include, unless you can, you count Nature Boy. Nature Boy, why are you still here? January Jones, that's who it was. Hey, Larry, January Jones, did you see her? You know what I'm talking about?
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah, January Jones gets the Golden Globes award for tonight, if you know what I'm saying. She had the V cut. It was literally like a red dress with a V strapped across her chest, covering her breastises, and they were glorious breastises, I must say. If you haven't checked that out, that's probably already on the internet. I'm going to have to go ahead and check that out. Other than that, Larry, did you get a chance to catch up with January Jones at any point? Larry?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, did you see January Jones?
Oh, my God.
I guess he's just speechless. That's how I felt. I mean...
It sounds like the dude is into women.
No, no, no. He's like a lot of gay men. I think Iconoclast can back me up on this. Gay men, they might not physically be... They might not be attracted to women, but if they see a pair of tits... Like any man, they'll just notice them. You know, they might not interpret them the same way, but they don't go off the radar. You know, they just, if some chick's got her boobs all out there and propped up and in your face, especially I think gay folks notice it because they tend to be more fashion inclined. And
like gay men are. Better observers of people's appearance, right? They have better taste in clothing and grooming. Like, they're meticulous about that. Not all of them,
enough
though.
Of the theater talk.
wow. We kid. We kid. Anyways... Come on, kids. We got 15 minutes. Join us here.
I wonder, Iconoclast in the chat says that he loves nice boobs aesthetically, but not sexually.
See, that's what I meant.
I want to know if my boobs measure up aesthetically, according to Iconoclast standards. Now, you know I'm on the short list. If he ever turns
January
the other team,
Jones, oh my word, where is she from? January Jones, HuffPost. Oh, my God, yes. Look at those Golden Globes, kids. That V-neck. That's like for Vince right there. She's got the big V. She's looking at me right now. Thank you, Showig, for sharing that. This is exactly what I'm talking about. That was that chick. What the fuck is January Jones from? Why was she even there? What is she? She does not have a ring on her finger. That is encouraging. She's not a real blonde, though, right? You know what, though? She doesn't have that great of hands, though. It's a great outfit, though. I'd like to see somebody else in that. I'd like to see a lot of people in that and out of it. Okie doke. Well, we got about 12 minutes to go here, kids. Let's check in with Ken. Ken, what do you got for me?
Traffic is moving smoothly, and this traffic broadcast is brought to you by BWC's Wagon Wheel Inn. With Father's Day just 5 short months away, why not give your dad what he's always wanted, a weekend for both of you in the nude? We set the mood you provide to romance. Here at BWC's Wagon Wheel Inn, we have 3 pools, 6 hot tubs, and as always, clothing is optional. Just a short drive from Wheeling, West Virginia. Call now to book your Father's Day weekend at 347-826-7667.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. All right. That's the same number you can use to call me right now, 347-826-7667. Nature Boy, what it do?
This isn't Nature Boy. I'm calling about the new Father's Day vacation.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I'm calling about the new Father's Day vacation that you were just advertising there.
What about it? I don't know. It's one of our sponsors. What about it?
I want that vacation for me and my daddy.
Okay. Fine. Call the number.
I called it. This is
right.
it. You're supposed to have my vacation.
Oh, okay.
Where
yeah,
is
let me put you on hold. We'll have an operator help you out. Until then, we're going to take a little siesta here, come right back and wrap things up here on the program. 347-826-7667. It's not too late to jump in. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, Vince in the Bay here to close things out. We got 5 minutes to go. That's still enough time to take a call if you want to do it now, 347-826-667. I'm back here with Moxie and Ken Moore. We're wrapping things up here. We're going to try to check in with Larry one more time. He's at one of these parties in Beverly Hills right now. We don't know which one he's at now. He's left the I just was actually told that Elton John was not having a party. It's the people that put on one of Elton John's parties. He's now on his way to the HBO party at the Beverly Hilton, and he's going to check in with us. Hello?
Vin?
Yeah.
No, I heard that he was going to the Glee party.
Oh, really? Oh, this is news to me. This is a breaking development. Please do tell.
Well, I was just checking in on his Twitter account.
Oh, my God.
I know. And he thinks he's really... Who's that really ugly, annoying girl who used to be fat, but she's thin now?
Oh, my God.
Kirstie Alley?
No, from Glee, silly. I can't watch that show because I can't stand her.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yes, apparently there's a big party somewhere in Beverly Hills for all the Glee fans, and that's where Larry is right now. Check his Twitter feed.
Okay, I'm going to let me
Larry O'Shaughnessy over on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out in a second. I'm going to bring the Jew back right now. Jew, what'd it do?
Well, I had a real trouble with those bouncing balls, but now that I got the balls in line, I'm okay.
All right. Well, we're wrapping things up here. You have any parting thoughts?
No.
Oh, good. That's shocking, actually.
No. Wow.
Well, we got some time to kill then. Moxie, you got any? What's on your mind?
But you've got. Hold on a second. You've got. Bill in the chat room.
Hey, Bill is in the chat room.
Wags is here.
We'll see if he wants to
call
that.
That's right. That's right, American Badass in the chat room. It's a pleasure to have the American Badass right here on Blog Talk.
Have Bill call in and tell us what's going on.
You better do it quick, Bill. We got a couple of minutes to make it happen, Captain.
I thought it was my turn. You know, Jew said he had nothing to say.
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, you basically...
I just invited Bill to come in the chat from the chat room. That's all.
Right. Well... Okay,
like coming out from the cold. It's like giving him something warm. Baking him a pie.
Are we doing an after show?
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like we kind of have to because the Larry's going to be he's hanging out with the Glee kids now. So maybe we – I almost feel obligated to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go over. If you guys want to join us in the OT, the number is 347-826-7667. You got to call in now, though, because in 2 minutes we go bye-bye. You can call in, and you don't have to talk. You can just call in and don't press 1. That's how it works. You call in, you press 1. That raises your hand. That makes me aware that you want to come online. If you just call in and just not press anything, you can just listen as we cover the Golden Globes. That's right. The post-Globes festivities are just beginning. I'm going to go log on to Twitter right now and see what Lair is talking about. I'm sure he's got a lot to talk about on his... I'm sure his Twitter is a flutter with behind-the-scenes news. I follow him. I'm scrolling down. I don't see him...
Oh, you're not in on his insider.
Oh, the insider extreme account. Ooh.
Yes.
You're gonna have to
pay. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow, that capitalist bastard.
Oh no, how dare he deprive us
Exactly. Well, I'm going to try
the wonder and beauty that is Larry O'Shaughnessy. Unfair.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we have a few people listening. As we go to the OT here, kids that are called in to listen, if you feel like joining the conversation at any point in time, just press the number 1, and that'll raise your hand and notify me to put you on the air. Other than that, sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. I'm your captain for the overtime segment here as well, and we would like you to keep your seats, remain to the full and upright position as we blast off into overtime here. It's going to be a bumpy trip, but I hope you'll join me on the other side, and we'll be back with my panel. Those of you that are not tuned in on the phone line, thank you for tuning in live. Check me out tomorrow night, same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be back with our all-star panel right here on Disorderly Conduct. Stick around.
Yeah. I was so hoping for something else.
Wait, what were you hoping for?
The mariachi prince.
Oh, God damn it. You should hear, I should upload some more of their stuff. You would really like their other music.
I love it. I love that song. It makes me happy.
Oh, God damn. Go to hell, Blog Talk Radio, you piece of shit.
Oh, I'm getting that shit, too.
All right. This is for you, then, Mox. Mox, am I going to miss you? Are you not going to – am I not going to get a run into you tomorrow, at least for, like, a second? Do you need, like, a ride to the airport or something?
Ah, shit. No, I'm not leaving until the – it's, like, I forget what time because I've got, like, the stupid Southwest shit ticket. I can probably see you, run into you, as long as it's before late afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's going to have to be when it's going to have to be, because I'm rolling out of town tomorrow night, so it is what it is. We'll make it happen. All right, fine. I won't play that song.
No, wait. Do we? Okay. Not?
No, I'm going to play this song. I'm not going to play Am I Evil by Metallica, which I really wanted to rock out
to. Oh, God. Oh, I hate that one. I think Jew's with me on that.
All right, whatever, you idiots. Fucking can't appreciate real
fucking
rock and roll.
I hate metal.
All right, here you go. Be right back.
Never lie, and if you're evil, I'll forgive you bye-bye, girl.
All right, I'm back.
I was just going to say it was the best dead air on BTR.
Yeah.
I aim to please. We got a 203. Is that Callie?
That's Canadian.
Fuck.
Oh my God, show tune. Was that a show tune?
Yeah.
Was that the LOC?
Surprise.
I'd like to hear some Ethel Merman.
No. Now, do we have Wags on the line? Do we have Billy?
No. He called in. He called in during that Nature Boy song I played for a second. He was on hold, and then this before the song ended, he disappeared. He didn't call back in. So missed him.
That's terrible. I was really excited when he called in because I had OHJ, Wag, Vince, you were somewhat absent, and that was okay. Ken Moore, Eric, who else was on there? Some dude from Pittsburgh who wouldn't give his name or whatever. I didn't care.
You had yourself a stable of testosterone.
I was just like all the men of BTR, and I didn't have to say a damn word. In fact, I muted. And I was like packing my bags and stuff. I was just getting shit done. It was great.
Okay, is somebody inside of a
wind tunnel?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is that? All right, let's simmer
that's
down.
That's a wind tunnel.
Oh my God.
Humor police.
All right, I want to really help Jew with his Debbie Daly accent.
Okay.
Give
us all pointers because we're gonna hopefully have a Debbie Daly.
Yes, it's gonna be a Debbie Daly
competition. Yeah, exactly.
Should we do this on the Humor Institute? She already wants my blood. I'm just going to go ahead and send her my address
for
in Plano.
Why don't you just smear a little blood on a piece of paper and send it to her?
I could do that, too.
It's an idea.
I have her address.
It's a very good idea.
But the thing is, she's like, we're going to dox Moxie and blah, 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 and whatever.
She loves to dox.
I'm so scared. I'm not going to lose even a second of sleep over that. But what I do want to do is irritate her as much as possible, especially since I'm heading right back to Texas tomorrow. So I'm going to be within driving distance. What better opportunity does she have to just get some Moxie blood, you know?
Yes?
No, okay. All right. Jew, here's what you need to do.
What?
Okay. You need to... Can you make your voice higher a little bit? Not a lot.
I don't think so.
Veins.
Oh, okay. Let me...
Yeah.
Now, listen, let me tell you. If
now you
I
have
wanna,
to do her whisper.
No. Yeah, I can play a woman.
You're
I believe.
All Georgic.
What?
You're not doing Texas. You're doing Georgia.
What's okay?
Or Alabama. I don't know.
No, that's all right.
Oh my God.
let me take my headset off. I think that's all right. I don't have to be from Texas.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut
up. That's right.
What about Vince in the back?
This is a foo-foo Latouche. I call from Colombia.
Chime in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
Shy.
And all the cool people that we meet and all the amazing.
What?
You know what I just thought
of. Jake.
Jake is going to go to this on-air meeting with me, and he goes to the store and he buys a notebook. And
we're talking to, like, the CEOs of Live 365. And
this is Thunder, and
I never listen to the Debbie Daly Show.
Can I hear Gunner flapping his ears?
Hey, okay. Debbie, it's Vince. The last time I took acid, I saw Bruce Springsteen perform a concert.
We have woodpeckers that will come up here close to the house, and they get on telephone poles, and they actually go. Washington. Two people were buried in the wrong graves at Arlington Cemetery, Army Cemetery, Wednesday, as it followed up an investigation.
I just can't get enough of her.
Burial mix-up.
This is Bill Wagoner.
She has a great Texas accent. And I really, I know all you hate, you guys hate her. I don't hate her. Her accent is fine.
I hate her.
My heart is so pure. My husband, Vic, thinks I walk on water.
Well, that's because I went to bed a lot.
Wouldn't that be sleep on water?
They probably have a water bed. That's what it is. And then she gets up to pee and she walks on the bed. I don't know.
She does.
So, I don't know. Yeah, so she's lusting for my blood. I can't wait to be back in Dallas. As I kind of pointed out, it's not really Dallas. It's Plano. But that's fine. I'll send her my address. We're well armed. I'm staying with a friend who has quite an arsenal.
Yeah.
Vance?
Yeah, Debbie.
Are we on the network?
No, that's what I should be asking you, I think.
Oh.
Hello?
Jake? Is that you, Jake? Jake!
Enough of the theater talk.
Jake? Did Glee
win? My name's Larry O'Connor.
All right, who's doing the next show?
Not me.
I'll be doing the next show, thank you.
I do have to say, the last call from Nature Boy, I had to mute myself. I got the laughing.
Why? He doesn't ever say anything funny.
Well, he was calling about the ad.
Oh.
I thought that was funny. It was original.
I told everyone in the chat to call Vince's number if they wanted to talk to hot, sexy, single women who wanted to talk to them. But that didn't get any callers. Well, and as Jew was told me, I have a terrible whiny voice. No emotion. So, I don't know.
But if I do Debbie.
Actually, it's real sexy when she does Debbie.
Yeah. Why do you hate my voice, Jew? I don't think I'm monotone. I don't think I'm whiny. I don't think I sound anything like Jeep Girl.
It's because you sound like a Jewish girl.
What? Who's playing the show back?
Somebody's recording.
I don't know.
Bags.
It's really sexy when you do Debbie.
No, I want to know why you hate my voice. Go ahead. I mean, I've already had a pretty shitty voice. I mean, a pretty shitty voice.
Oh, my God.
And a pretty shitty week, so you might as well...
No, your voice is starting to grow on me a bit now.
Well, I sound nothing like
my head can't hit the pillow if I'm without hearing from Moxie.
What's all that mic stuff going on?
I don't know.
Right, Ken Moore. Why is it always me?
I don't know. You tell me.
Why are you always blaming him?
You tell me, bro. I'm not touching. I'm not moving at all, dude. I'm just sitting here. Well, I'm touching.
Well, I wasn't moving either, and you said I had a ton of background noise, and I had a fan on low that was on the other side of the room.
You have a really sensitive mic, though, so we can hear every little nook and cranny that creaks around you.
Man,
yeah,
I
so it's like Debbie
stuff.
With her.
Yeah.
Well, see, I even got my mic pointed at my head so it's not down to cut down on the breathing.
I know.
Did that help with the breathing, Vince?
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ken.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just order to pray.
To what?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, Debbie Daly's coming out.
Thank you. Very nice.
I'm just going to make it easy for her. Right? What's she going to do? I'm just going to give her my address. Right?
Just give her your blood.
No, I'm just going to give her my address, which is within driving distance of her Sunnyvale home, her compound in Sunnyvale.
Where can I pick up a wind thing for my mic?
You don't need a... You don't need... You,
one of those wind thingy blobbers.
No. You basically need to turn off the fan.
Then I get hot.
Okay, but a windshield is not going to do anything.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, the Jew is the expert on that. I'll be right back.
Well, yeah.
Where can I pick one up?
Well, for what kind of mic?
Not long ago, it looked like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell could be left on the floor of this lame duck Congress. But today, the 17-year-old policy...
It's a Logitech.
Well... Yeah.
In green pasture.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie, are you Debbie?
Bye.
Debbie, yeah, I'm here.
I'm broadcasting you on my network.
So.
And I got sweet dreams. I got my
Dick is beside himself.
Yeah.
Drop
Vincent in the bag. Is Vince in the bag? I've got Mopsay, Vince, the bay.
Go ahead, Debbie. What's up?
Who was that? Is that, why do you still have her unmuted? She's crazy. She's a crazy lady.
All right. That finally scared the Jew away. Now let's go to. All right. Okay, LOC, you're live. What's up? LOC?
Hello?
Larry?
Oh my God. My name's Larry O'Connor.
Larry.
Oh my God. You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight. Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. Coffee is for closers, and you close nothing. Oh my God. Put that coffee down.
God.
Enough of the theater talk.
Yeah, ditto. I feel you, Lair. All right, we're gonna close up shop. Ken, any closing thoughts?
Nope, I'm dead in the head.
Me too. That's why I'm shutting her down.
I was gonna have you call on Kino's show.
No, we're not gonna call it. I mean, I'll call in after I'm done with this, but I'm not gonna call him while we're on.
Whose show?
Iconoclast TX's.
Ew.
Yeah.
Vince in the bye, in the bye, in the bye, 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 bye.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. All right. And with that, I bid you all an adieu. I'm Vince in the Bay. Actually, Vince in L.A. for tonight and tonight only. That's it. Tomorrow night I'll be back as well. I don't know. I might be Vince in the Bay. I might be Vince somewhere in between the Bay and L.A. Who knows? Tune in and find out, 10 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we had some folks that were complaining that there were not enough show tunes. So here's an extra dose of show tunes. Good night.
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log, there's a log. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch, there's a branch. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail, there's a tail. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck, there's a speck. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a speck. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea,
'cause we need it like a hole
in the sea. In the sea, in the sea.
See?
Thank you very much.